Hello, and welcome to This Song, the podcast where artists talk about the songs that changed their lives and give us a glimpse into their creative process. I'm your host, Elizabeth McQueen, and this week we'll be hearing from Alex Bleeker and Martin Courtney of Real Estate. But before I get started, I want to thank everyone who contributed to the Spring Fun Drive for KUTX, the radio station where we make this podcast, and our sister station, KUT. We really felt the love during this drive. Like, we surpassed our goals and we just felt lifted up and supported by our community. Thank you so much. And if you haven't contributed yet, well, you can still become a member of our big, supportive, loving community. Just head to ktx.org. We have a donate button and I'll thank you right now. Thanks in advance. But back to Alex and Martin from Real Estate. The band's been around since 2009, playing melodic pop that gets right inside the center of you. They have these sweet harmonies and jangly guitars, and we love them here at KUTX. And we've been digging their song Darling off their new record In Mind a ton. The record came out on March 17th, which also happens to be during South by Southwest, the massive music and film and interactive festival that swallows our city whole every spring. And while they were here in Austin, they came down and played the headlining slot at KUTX's live broadcast from the Four Seasons. It's a morning show, so our headliners actually play at like 10 in the morning, and we were psyched that they got up early to hang out with us, and they played a great show despite it being like really early, especially for South by Southwest. If you want to see them at a later time, well, they are on a big tour right now. They're returning to Austin on Friday, April 7th at the Mohawk, though that show is sold out. But, you know, for you non-Austinites, you can check out their tour dates. I'll definitely post them on the show notes section for this episode. After they played at the Four Seasons, I got to sit down with Martin and Alex in the green room, and they told me about a song that changed both of their lives, like the same lovely song. So here they are, Alex Bleeker and Martin Courtney of Real Estate.
So this song that we chose was a bit later in life, and actually, and when I think back on it, has really affected my outlook on like living as an artist and a musician, the song and the person who wrote the song in particular. Should I just reveal, make the big reveal
what
now?
What is this song?
The song is Look at What the Light Did Now by Little Wings.
Hear it like a pouncer upon a pico. Look at what the light did now. Bear it like a bouncer upon the beaker. Look at what the light did now. Land and water and bird or beast. Oh, look at what the light did now. Shiny little band or golden fleece. Oh, look at what the light did now.
I know that because Matthew E. White.
He shared this. He just covered it.
That song,
well,
right?
It means a lot to a lot of people.
Look at what the light did now. Look at what the light.
We actually covered it once at a benefit for Hurricane Sandy.
We covered it, and it led to us meeting Kyle and becoming, you know, friends with him. And so it was a good decision for us to cover that song.
So did you guys hear the song at the same time?
Right around the same time.
Yeah, probably the same time. I remember I ordered the Little Wings CD from like K Records, like what the website, you know, like when I was a sophomore in high school or something, and we probably either listened to that CD together or you had a copy as well, and we were both into it at the same time for sure.
I think actually it may not be the first time I heard the song, but the first specific memory I have of hearing the song was in Martin's car.
So maybe the record that he got from K Records.
It was probably
put
that
in his car.
Yes, but it was definitely a CD.
Look at what the light did now. Look at what the light did now. Look at what the light did now. Ooh.
there's something about it, like, given that, like, all these other songs that had, like, changed my perspective on music so drastically up until that point. I mean, and this was, like, one in a series of other songs that were once again changing my perspective. But, like, things like Pink Floyd and The Doors and Led Zeppelin and The Beatles, like, these classic mammoth rock bands that seemed so far away and unattainable and not like something I could ever do or achieve myself. And this song, you know, it's like such a beautiful, simple, poetic song, but it felt like extremely relatable in a way that was like, this is like quite clearly a guy in a room somewhere with a guitar, an acoustic guitar, just like singing and playing really well. It's like one in a series of songs from that young period in her life where it's like maybe made me realize that I could be a musician that put out a CD someday.
Also, I realized looking back that like a lot of the chords he uses a lot of like major seventh chords and like kind of these like jazzy, really like pretty jazzy chords that I now like on every Real Estate song, like to the point of like, to me, it's like a joke to myself where like every song has like an F major seven in it. Like the first chord in Darling on our new record is like, that's like in it. And like he uses those kinds of chords a lot. But like we're like kind of out there a little bit, but and it's based in folk music, but it kind of has this sort of weirdness, like indie kind of weirdness to it or something that I don't know, I definitely related to or was something that I wanted to try to do myself, I would say for sure.
It was just like completely unlike anything that I was hearing on the radio or was like coming, like obviously it came my way, but it just was like, it's funny because it's not like you wouldn't immediately hear it and be like, this is an experimental song that's like pushing the boundaries of songwriting. And I think maybe it was that simplicity that made it stand out, you know? And frankly, it's just a really, really good song. This is the song that has followed Kyle around for his entire career, you know. It was covered by all sorts of really notable people. And I mean, I think it's indicative of, I'd just like to add, because we're friendly with Kyle now, like I see him a lot because I live in California, and it's like he lives this inspiring lifestyle, especially for a young person who's hoping to be an artist. He's like really exemplifies somebody who is like, to me, it seems like never really compromised for his art and never will, you know. He's a visual artist in his own right. His paintings and drawings are really cool. Like, he creates this culture and universe around him. The people that play with him, like, are kind of like taken in by his vibe. He's got like this community, and now he lives in California on the coast, and like he's sort of this like underground, like widely beloved folk hero of the music community out there. Like I moved out there recently, and I've got all these new friends who play music out there, and like everyone knows him and regards him highly and like loves this song. Like we played a show, this community of people, the other night, and you know, it was just like a good jovial feeling, and we were like hanging around afterwards playing like classic songs that everybody knows. We were playing like The Eagles and like, you know, just like those kind of tunes and having a sing-along, and like we played this song together and sang it, you know. It just like fits into that lexicon for a very like specific and larger group of people than it might seem. And I think it's like, it's a testament to like not only the song itself, which is great, but like this whole sort of like spirit that this guy embodies, which is kind of infectious and contagious.
In my wheel I went so twisted, look at what the light did now. Taste the taste I taste till it's tasted, look at what the light did now. Bought it like a boast, that burly beaming, look at what the light did now. Got it like a ghost, that girly gleaming, look at what the light did now. Look at what the light did now. Look at what the light did.
And what do you think it is? You both talked about how Little Wings has, it's like a song with legs, right? It's a song that has followed him around. A million people have covered it. For some reason, it like captures people's whatever. It taps into like whatever the universal consciousness is in a way that not all songs do. So what do you think it is about that song?
It's something, it's like a beautiful coming together, like any great song, you know. It's like the melody of the song and the lyrics seem like they're inseparable from one another. They come together in this like really beautiful thing. It's like an anthem. Yeah, I mean, Look at What the Light Did Now is like such a beautiful notion, and it's not extremely specific. And you say like cosmic consciousness because I think like he's in some ways addressing like this like incredibly like these lofty, beautiful cosmic ideas. Like Look at What the Light Did Now could in some sense encapsulate like everything that we see and understand and experience, but also like. But it's also like very simple and beautiful and doesn't mean anything specific, and anyone can bring their own meaning to it. And it's like being played with this like very sing-songy melody that is like really immediate and recorded in an immediate way, and it's like very personal. Yeah, and I think the combinations of those things just make it like, it's powerful. It's an emotional song, you know, I think, for a lot of people. And it's, yeah, it's timeless, it's anthemic, it's easy to sing along to. And I wonder how he feels about it. Like, you know, I know he knows it's this like big song, but like it's so, he probably wrote it in his 20s, and you know, that was like 20 years ago, or like, you know, 15 years ago now. And like, so, and he, I just kind of wondering, like, is he like, I think, you know, I guess bands with like songs that stick out, like you can relate to that in a certain way, like grateful and like have a special relationship to that one song that people always want to hear. But then, and also like, I wonder if he wants to like, I'm more than just Look at What the Light Did Now, which I will say that he is, he most certainly is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, you always wonder if it's like, is it great that you had a hit, or is it like, I actually never want to hear that song again?
Yeah. I think it's both.
Yeah.
You know?
At least it's a good song.
Yeah.
Like, it's an undeniably good song. So he has to live with it for the rest of his life. He can be proud of it.
Glass from Real Estate's new record In Mind, and their video for it is like one of those how to play videos on YouTube. It's cute and funny, and like, dude, I am such a fan of Look at What the Light Did Now after making this episode. Like, we've actually been playing the cover that we referenced in the episode here at KTX, like the one with Matthew E. White and Flo Morrissey, and like, I like their interpretation. But seriously, the original Little Wings version is special, like goosebumps special. I kind of only want to listen to it right now, and that like do part like kills me every time. And just so you know, in the history of this podcast, we've only had, I think, one other instance where two people in the same group chose the same artist to talk about. It was Amelia Meath and Nick Sanborn from Sylvan Esso, and they both talked about their shared love of Soul Coughing. And I actually mentioned this to Alex and Martin when we were getting ready for the interview, and it turns out that Alex went to college with Amelia Meath at Bennington College, and they're friends. And like, I don't want to draw any false correlations between attending Bennington College and being predisposed to share a life-changing song with a band member, but I don't know. Kind of makes you wonder. I'll post a link to audio from Real Estate's performance at our Live at the Four Seasons show, as well as a Spotify playlist with all the songs referenced in this episode on the show notes page for this episode. And seriously, listen to the original Look at What the Light Did Now. Like, I dare you not to get all goosebumpy. And that's it. You have come to the end of another episode of This Song. This Song is a production of KUTX 98.9 in Austin, Texas. This episode was produced and edited by David Sanger and me, Elizabeth McQueen. The interview was recorded by me, Elizabeth McQueen. Taylor Wallace curates our Instagram account and does a great job. Kelly Seal is our excellent intern. You should check out her project, Keep Music Weird. Natalie Gaona is our marketing intern. thanks to Deidre Gott and Peter Babb and Todd Callahan for all they do for this podcast. And yes, it is true. Our theme song is Mahout by Austin's Own Hard Proof. We actually have an episode where we talk to them. You should totally listen to it. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, or Snapchat. Our handle is @thissongkutx. You can like us on Facebook, and you can subscribe to This Song along with the other KUTX podcasts, Austin Music Minute, Liner Notes, and Song of the Day on iTunes. Right on. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.